רבא קמא ירושלמי, קורס מיינט רבא קמא בבלי, דף חוף גימו, ובגין ירושלמי על דף י"א ומד א', עד המשנה. איזה תם ואיזה מועד, מה זה תם ואיזה מועד? מועד שהעידו בשלושת יומים, ותם שיחזו בשלושה דברי רבי יהודה. רבי יהודה says, מועד is after witnesses testify that it goes on 3 days, after 3 days of not going, when it could have, then it becomes a tam again. ומאה אימם מועד שהעידו בשלושה פעמים, ותם שהתינוקף ממשמשים בי. But Meir answers that if the Mu'ud after witnesses testify 3 times that it gourds even on 1 day, if it does not gourd when children play with it, then it becomes a tum. The Gemara says, Matayim ed Rabbi Yudin, what is Rabbi Yudin's reason? Mitzmol shilshoim, he learns it from the Pasuk, Mitzmol shilshoim. Ma'amakai with Meir Mitzmol shilshoim, how does Meir establish the phrase Mitzmol shilshoim? Atala, behefleg negichos, shim yotza, beyam rishoin, benogach, besheni v'lo nogach, moshishi nogach, Ein nase shor muad at yigach shloisha yom zeachaze. The answer is that he explains that it teaches about a gap between goings. If it went out on the first day and gored, on the second day it did not gore, on the third day it gored, even if it gored a third time afterwards, it does not become muad until it gored 3 days consecutively. Yod savayim rishoin v'nogach shvorim v'sheini v'nogach kalavim v'shlishi v'nogach chavirim adei shloisha minim l'shloisha yomim ma'u shiase shor muad. If it went out on the first day and gored oxen, on the second day it gored dogs, and on the third day it gored pigs, through 3 species in 3 days, does it become a mu'ad? And the Gemara does not answer this. Yotza v'yem arishoin v'nogach, v'sheni l'yotza v'shishi yotza v'nogach. If it went out on the first day and gored, and on the second day it did not go out, on the third day it went out and gored, what's the law? Do we assume that it had gone out, had it gone out on the second day it would have gored? Yevi v'teflugda d'rav adha ba'achva v'udrav huna. The answer is, it's in the machlokes of Adar Ba'achva with Rav Huna. This palgun nida shebodka atzma v'yemishoin u'marsa tamei v'sheni lebodka v'shishi bodka u'marsa tamei. They argue about a nida who checked herself on the first day of Ziva and found herself to be tamei. On the second day she did not check, and on the third day she checked and found herself to be tamei. Rav Adar Ba'achva v'shem Rav nida v'adai Rav Huna v'shem Rav amal nida safek. Rav Adar Ba'achva quoting Rav says that she is a certain nida. It means really a zava. We assume that had she checked herself on the second day, she would have found herself tamei. Rav Huna, quoting Rav, said that she is a sofik nida, or means really a sofik zava. Am Rav Huna, taman havina b'roisha, v'taman havina b'seifa, v'taman havina b'emsi isa, ishta'ales l'rav v'amma sofik, ishta'ales l'rav v'amma vadai, v'chaza v'amma sofik, v'ada v'achva le'havan hava taman ele kadmar vadai. Rav Huna said, I was there the first time they asked Rav about this, I was there the last time, in the third time, I was there in the middle time as well. This was asked to Rav, and he said it was a Safik. It was asked to Rav, and he said Vadai, and he retracted again, and he said Safik. Rav Ba'achva was there only when Rav said Vadai.